Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Hello and welcome back to CantoneseClass101.com. This is Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 8. Was that Cantonese meal worth the price tag? I'm Becky.
Hello, and I'm Olivia.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to comment on a meal.
This conversation takes place in a restaurant in Hong Kong.
The conversation is between two friends, Karen and Olivia.
As usual, they're using casual Cantonese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
唔该，埋单。
呢一餐咁贵嘅，
算啦，都几好味啊，
麻麻地啫。
咁下次去第二间。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly。
唔该，埋单。
呢一餐。咁贵嘅，
算啦，都几好味啊，
麻麻地啫。
咁下次去第二间。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
唔该，埋单。
Excuse me, check please.
呢一餐咁贵嘅。
How come this meal is so expensive?
算啦，都几好味啊。
Never mind, it's quite tasty.
麻麻地啫。
I think it's so-so.
咁下次去第二间。
Then next time we'll go to another one. When a man and a woman go out for dinner in Hong Kong, do the men always have to pay for the bill?
I guess it depends on their relationship, whether they're colleagues, dating, married, or close friends.
I think most colleagues will pay for their own meals if it's not a special occasion.
Yes, I think so too. However, if they're dating, especially when they've just started to date, the man is usually expected to pay for their meals.
How about if the lady is making more money than the man?
Well, I guess they won't discuss that when they start dating, unless it's suggested by the lady.
So the man may choose a restaurant that he can't afford.
That's true, smart guy.
Would it be the same after they officially become a couple?
Then it depends on the man's luck, whether the lady minds paying for her own meal or even paying for him.
I see. Okay, now let's move on to the vocab. The first word we shall see is
埋单,
to pay the bill.
埋单, 埋单.
Next,
贵,
expensive.
贵, 贵.
Next,
好食,
delicious, tasty.
好食, 好食.
Next,
麻麻地,
a little, sort of, so-so.
麻麻地，麻麻地。
Next,
算啦。
Forget it. Never mind. Leave it.
算啦，算啦。
Next,
好辣。
Very spicy.
好辣，好辣。
Next,
好咸。
Very salty.
好咸。好咸。
And last,
平,
cheap,
平, 平.
Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What are we starting with?
First up is 买单.
What does each word mean?
买 means to cover or to bury, and 单 means bill.
So together they mean to settle the bill. That makes sense. Can you repeat it again for our listeners?
Sure. 买单.
Great. What's next?
Next is 好.
What can you tell us about this?
好 literally means good. When it's used before an adjective, it becomes very good or very much.
I see. So how do you say very tasty?
好食. So 好好食 is literally very, very good taste.
Would you give us an example where it means very much?
Sure. Sometimes we say 好鹹 for very salty, 好辣 for very spicy, and 好貴 for very expensive.
Can you repeat these words for us? Listeners, repeat after Olivia.
好好食 好好食
These mean good taste or delicious.
好鹹
Very salty.
好辣
Very spicy.
好貴
Very expensive. Okay, now on to the grammar.
It's grammar time!
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use an ordinal word to form a phrase meaning the other.
Yes, 第一 normally means the second, as in 第一 first, 第二 second, 第三 third. However, we can also use 第一 in front of a classifier to mean the other.
Interesting, let's try it out.
Let's start with something we heard earlier, 第二間. It was referring to another restaurant in the dialogue. Note that 간 is the classifier for restaurants or stores.
How about another person? How do you say that?
거 is the classifier for person and person is 연. So the whole phrase for another person is 第二个 연.
Okay, can you give us more examples with the classifiers that we've learned from the previous lessons?
Sure, we've learned 긴, which is the classifier for clothing. So we can say 第二件 for another piece.
How do you say another piece of clothing?
第二件衫.
If I wanted to say another pair of shoes, how would I say another pair?
Well, pair is 对, so another pair is 第二对.
So another pair of shoes is
第二对鞋.
Okay, I see the pattern now.
Yes, add the classifier after 第二, then you'll get 第二間, 第二個, 第二件, 第二對.
So now you should be able to pick up the keywords when people mean the other or another.
Yes, 第二, 第二.
Listeners, try to apply this to the words you've learned before.
It's good practice.
Listeners, ever have any language or lesson-related questions?
Or maybe you have some feedback for us?
Leave us a comment or ask a question on the lessons page.
It's super simple. Go to CantoneseClass101.com.
Scroll down to the comments and enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
Commenting is a great way to practice writing and reading in Cantonese.
It helps you learn faster.
And it helps us get better through your feedback.
Go to CantoneseClass101.com and comment now. Well, that's all for this lesson. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in another lesson. Bye!
Bye-bye! 第二堂見!
Mgai, 埋單!
呢一餐咁貴嘅?
算啦,都幾好味啊!
麻麻地啫!
咁下次去第二間。